All right, so let's take a look at today's daf is daf vav. We're going to pick up on Hey Amud Beis. So Amar Rav Chanin, Amar Rava, Amar Rav. So we'll say this is a very interesting machlokes. So Rav Chanin Bar Rava, son Rava, said the name of Rav. Mavui Shenifrat Mitzido. If you have a case of a mavui that was breached on its side, right? So the side wall was breached. So what's the halach? So also now the question is going to become, how much of a breach is disqualifying for the mavui? So the Gemara says, so mitzido be'eser. So the halach is a 10 amma breach on the side invalidates the mavui. Merov show, however, if the breach is on literally the head, which means the entrance of the mavui, then bedalin. Then even if halacha l'maase, if you have a breach of four tefachim, that is enough to go ahead and invalidate the mavui. So the Gemara says, "Maishna mitzido be'eser." So why is it that on the side, if it has, obviously it's a very big difference in shiuri. Right? So now what we're saying is, according to Rav Chanin, on the side you can have a breach of up to 10 amos, but on the front entrance only a breach of up to 4 tefachim. So more says, "Maishna mitzido be'eser." What's different about the side that you could have a breach even up to 10 amos? So the Gemara says, "The Amar pischohu meirosho," because halacha l'maisa. Because on the side, a breach of up to 10 amos is not called a breach. Rather, what is it called? It's called an opening. It's called an entranceway. So the Gemara says, Meiro Shon Nami Neima Pischo. Why don't you say the same thing at the entranceway also, at the front wall? Say that a breach of 10 amos is also considered to be a Pesach. Amar Afuna Breid Rav Yoshua Kegon Shenifrat Bekeren Zavis. What's the case that the Gemara is talking about over here, where the breach was made at the front corner? So you could see again, if you're looking at the handout, it's picture number 28. Picture 28, where again you see the breach is right there in the front corner. The pischa bekeren zavis lo avdi inshi. No one makes entrances at the corners. So because of that, Rabosai, again, what the Gemara is essentially saying is, when the breach could be labeled as an entrance, then you have a latitude to going up to 10 amos. But when it's clear that the breach is not an entrance, but it's simply a breach, then it has to be within 4 tefachim. Rav Huna, on the other hand, said, Rav Huna felt that the breach, either on the front and the entranceway, or on the side wall, could at maximum be 4 tefachim. So his shear 4 tefachim, either way. And so too, Rav Huna said to Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Lo tifla galai, do not argue with me. Do not argue with me. Why? Dirav ikla l'dimecharya, because Rav once went to Mecharya. Mecharya is a place. The avad uvda kavasi, and Rav paskin like me. Avad uvda kavasi literally means Rav will say that he did an action like me, which apparently when Rav was in Mecharya, So apparently there was this particular case came up of a breach to Mavui, and Rav paskin like me that halacha l'maase, wherever the breach was, on the side or on the front end or on the front entrance, there was only a breach. He only allowed a breach of up to 4 tefachim. Armali Rav. So Rav says that's not a good raya. Why? Bika matza v'gadar ba geder. Because again, in that case, Rav literally found a valley and created or an open field and made a gate around it. Now, what is that? Notable? So take a look at Rashi. Bika matza ame arotzim hayu. Apparently, in Dmer Chaya, the people were exceptionally ignorant. They were amaratzim, and therefore umezalzalin b'mitzvos, and they were very nonchalant. That's saying it nicely, right? They were very nonchalant in their observance of mitzvos. The hechmir alein lasos siag, and therefore Rav went ahead and made a protective fence for them. La'archikon min ha'avera, to distance them from sinning. Ke adam hagoder bika prutza l'shomra. So we'll say this lashon of bika matza v'gadar b'geder is just like if you have a wide open field. So again, in order to protect the field, you would put a fence around the field. So apparently in Dmer Chaya, the people were very lax in their observance, and therefore Rav, in order to safeguard the general populace, was machmir on them. What was the chumrah? The chumrah in this particular case for the mavui was that he said a breach of four tefachim, be it on the side or be it at the front, will invalidate the mavui. But in reality, what the Gemara is suggesting now is that that might not be the normative halacha, but that's what Rav said in Dmer Chaya in order to safeguard them from sinning. Amar Rav Nachman, So Nachman bar Yitzchak said, it would appear that the halacha really follows Rav Huna. So again, Rabbi said, Rav Huna is the one who said that a breach either on the front end, the entranceway, or on the side is only for Tzvachim. It could only be for Tzvachim. The Itmar, because it said, Mavui Akum. So we'll say a very interesting case. So Mavui Akum. So what Rabbi said, a Mavui Akum, if you look at picture number 29, leave aside the Tzuras HaPesach there in the middle. But for now, a Mavui Akum is literally an L-shaped Mavui. An L-shaped Mavui. Literally, it's a bent Mavui. So what is the status of a Mavui Akum? Rashi says, Ushnei Pesachov Lirush Sarabim. Now the Mavui Akum, the bent Mavui, has both of its entrance ways, right? Well, both of its openings enter into Rush Sarabim, but obviously, again, it's not a straight Mavui. So the question is, how do you deal with a Mavui like this? So Rav Amarav says, Torasel Kimafulosh. This is just like a Mavoi Mufulash. Now, I will say a Mavoi Mufulash means a Mavoi that is open on both ends. Remember, up until now, we actually mentioned this yesterday and the day before a little bit. The assumption is whenever we speak about Mavoi, Mavoi usually means what's called a Mavoi Sasum, which means it's closed on three sides, open on one side, and Rosh Sarabim. But Mavoi Mufulash means it's closed on two sides, right? The two sides really represent where the two Chatzeros open up into the Mavoi. But Mufulash means it's open on both sides and it opens Rosh Sarabim on both sides. So Rav says that a mavoi akum, a bent, we'll call it like a perpendicular type mavoi, an el mavoi, a crooked, a bent mavoi, has a din of a mavoi mefulash. Now what does that mean practically? Look at Rashi. Tarasa ki mefulash, o mavoi ha mefulash or shtarab. Now both say we haven't learned what you do with a mavoi mefulash. So Rashi says over here that a mavoi that's mefulash or shtarab, a mavoi that's open on both ends or shtarabim, tsarich tsuras ha-pesach mikan, velechi okora mikan. See, interestingly enough, a mavui mufulash requires something on both sides, on both openings. On one opening, you need a tzuras ha-pesach, you need an entrance way, right? Which means they're both like two side posts, and a post that goes across, bless you. And lechi o kora mikan. And on the other end, you need a lechi or a kora. So you need a tzuras ha-pesach on one end, a lechi or a kora, for reasons that we'll discuss later on. Kidla kamon. Af zeh. Sorech lishnei pesachov lirushus harabin lechi lecho ruach upeakmimuso tzorich tzuras hapesach. This is actually interesting the way the way Rashi sets this up. So too, according to Rav, in this type of mavui akum, you would need a lechi or a korah at both entrance ways that enter the rishus harabin, and you would need a tzuras hapesach at the bend. Depilushu mefulash lechaveru havi ki mefulash harshusab. Because they're both saying, remember, interestingly enough, why is this a mavoi mefulash? This is not the normal mavoi mefulash means it's open to Rosh Sarabim on both sides. In this particular case, you have an additional dimension over here that both of these mavuos are open one into the other. So if you take a look at picture number 29 over here, you can see this. Where according to Rav, you have a lechi, it could be a lechi or a korah, it doesn't matter. But let's say you have a lechi at both of the sides that open into Rosh Sarabim, and you have that tzuras ha-pesach, bless you, that tzuras ha-pesach there in the middle, at the bend itself. So that's how Rav deals with the Mavui Akum. Ushmuel Amar, Toraso Kisasum. Shmuel says no, that a Mavui Akum is just like a closed Mavui, a regular closed Mavui. And therefore Rashi says, Toraso Kisasum, Ve'in Tzorech Ba'ak Mumiso Klum. And you don't need to do anything at the bend. Elo, Elu Osin Lechi Lepischan. Ve'elu osin lechi lepischan. Rather, what do you just do? All you need to do is make a lechi or a kora at each of the entrance ways. The lo matzrichim and tzuras ha-pesach, ela lepsachim ha-mifulashin zekineged zeder shtarabim. Because according to Shmuel, the only definition of a mavui mifulash is when the two ends of the mavui are opposite each other. But in this kind of case, where the two ends are not opposite each other, we view each of these mavuos as really being a closed mavui. And the fact that they open into each other does not make it a mavui mefulash one into the other. V'tzarech la'asoso, fine, let's step up there. So we'll say, this is the mavui akum. So the Gemara says like this, so remember, now in our case of a bent mavui, which we're going to get into this case more in depth later on, but for now, remember, the Gemara is only bringing this up because Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak is bringing this as a proof that the halacha follows Rav Huna, that the maximum shear for a breach on the front entranceway of the mavui or on the sidewall of the mavui is only four tzvachim. So now, Mavui Akum Bent Mavui, Rav says that it's Kimafula, and therefore again, Lechi on each of the actual entrance ways, and Tzuras HaPesach in the middle. Shmuel says, no, it's a regular Mavui, Mavui Sasum, and all you need is a Lechi by each of the entrance ways. The Gemara says, B'may Askinon, what's the case? What's the case? Ilema Biyoser Me'eser, if you want to say that Halacha L'maisa, it's talking about where there's an opening. B'yaser me'eser, look at Rashi. Sherochav, ilema b'yaser me'eser, sherochav psichas akmumiso. Yoser me'eser, if you want to say that the bend is wider than 10 amos, baha lema shmuel toraso kisasum, could it be that in that case Shmuel would say that even with a bend of more than 10 amos wide, that it's still considered to be like a mavoi sasum, that it's still considered to be like a closed mavoi? Elala, rather, it must be be'eser. It must be that the width of the bend must be less than 10 amos. The Ka'amar Rav, and yet even in that case, what does Rav say? Torasso kimukulash. Yet Rav say, despite the fact that the bend is more than is 10 amos, within 10 amos, Rav still says that halacha lemaisa, the mavui, the bend of the mavui, is considered as if it's open. What do you see from here, Rav say? That according to Rav, halacha lemaisa, an opening within 10 amos is considered to be mufulash, is considered to be open. Therefore, what does that tell you? Alma pirtsas mavoi bitzido bidalid. So, Rabbi, so here's what's interesting. If you're holding that an opening of 10 or less amos is considered to be an opening, that must mean that by definition, what's your shear for a breach? Your shear for a breach must be dalid tfachim. Because remember, if your shear was 10, then up to 10 should be like sasul. The fact that up to 10 is considered to be mafulash, it's considered to be open, indicates that at least Rav holds that halacha lemaisa, the minimum shear for a breach is 4 tefachim, which again, remember, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak is 4 tefachim, which Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak is bringing this as a proof to support the position of Rav Huna. It's not the most explicit raya, not the most, because again, it's from a radically different case, but he feels it's compelling nevertheless. Alma pirtsas mavoi mitzido bidalit. Therefore, we see from here that, like Rav Huna, that the minimum shear for a breach, and it doesn't matter where the breach is going to be dalit tefachim. Okay. V'Rav Chanan Barava shiny hasa. So we'll say Rav Chanan Barava. Now remember, we'll say Rav Chanan Barava is the first opinion on Hayam with Beis. He holds that, remember, a breach, the shear of a breach, everything depends on where the breach is. If the breach is on the front end of the mavoi, then what? Then it's dal tefachim. But if it's on the side, it's going to be 10 amos. So what does Rav Chanan bar Rava do with this particular inference? Hasam, in this case of mavoi akum, the kabaki barabim. The case over here is different. You know why it's considered to be mafulash? Even though it's less than 10 amos, also remember, according to Rav Chanan bar Rava, this interpretation poses a problem. Because according to Rav Chanan bar Rava, an opening less than 10 on the side, ultimately, is like sasum, is like it's closed. But yet, in the case of Mavoi Akum, the bent Mavoi, according to Rava, when you have that bent even of 10, it's like it's mafulash. So Rav Chanan bar Rava will say it's apples and oranges. In the case of Mavoi Akum, in the case of the bent Mavoi, you know why the width of 10 allows it still to be considered open? The kabaki birabim, because everybody's walking through it. There's pedestrian traffic. Michlal, the Rav Huna savar afagav de lo baki barabim. Is that to say that Rav Huna would hold his position that it would be true even if the public does not traverse that area? Look at Rashi for just a moment. Michlal, the Rav Huna, second wide line. Michlal, the Rav Huna, ilba pirtsa de lo baki barabim. Would that mean that Rav Huna would hold that it's a breach even if people don't walk through it? Kigon sheperutza lemako metunaf. So also we will see that you could have a case of a breach where there's not going to be traffic. What would be a case of that? Where let's say the breach leads you into a dirty place, or like into a garbage dump, or into a place that's not really traversable. So we'll say now what's interesting over here is the following. So Rav Chanan bar Rava wanted to say like this. The reason why Mavoi Akum is going to be considered open, even though it's within 10 amos, is because ultimately, Baka Barabim, because people walk through it. So the Gemara says, is that to say that according to Rav Huna, he would hold that a pirtza is a pirtza, even if people don't walk through it? But what about the position of Rabbi Amir Rabbi Asi? Suppose remember we saw Rabbi Amram Biasi. Look at Rashi. Vashtam me the Rabbi Amir Rabbi Asi. The Amrinon Leel im yesh sham pas arba matir pirza ad eser. Alma pirzas mavui mitzido be eser. Suppose again, if you remember, Rabbi Amir Rabbi Asi wanted to say that halacha lemaisa, as long as you have, this was actually yesterday's daf, that if you have that breach, as long as you have a piece of the wall that's at least 4 tefachim, you can go ahead and have a pirtza even until 10 amos. To which the Gemara says, so what would Rav Huna do with the position of Rami Arbiasi? To which the Gemara says something very interesting. Hasam de'ika gidudi, hacha de'leka gidude. You know what the difference is, Rav Hussein? If you turn the page to picture number 33. So the Gemara suggests the following. When Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi had their particular case, look at Rashi first. Hacha diika gidude, shnishtayim in akosil bi yisod gimo odal tvachim gova, akol pene apirza, she'eno nochel la'avarba. So also here's what's interesting. So in the case of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, where they allowed for a breach of up to ten amos, that was talking about a situation of where there was gidude. Gidude, you could see in the picture in 33, is there some remnant of the bottom of the wall. There's some height. So what does that do? Because of that, it leaves some shame mechitza. It leaves some shame of partition over there. As opposed to this particular case that Gemara is going to suggest, hacha, look at Rashi, hacha da'asarna, in this case over here where I answered it, bidaleka gidude lashon safa. So in this case over here where halacha lemaisa, Rav Huna will say, I only permit a breach of 4 tefachim, that's only if what? That's where there's no gidude. So we'll say, what Rav Huna now is qualifying his position. So here's what we have. So we have halacha lemaisa on one hand, we have machlokes. We have Rav Hanin bar Rava saying that everything, the size of the breach that would invalidate the wall depends on where the breach is. If it's on the side, then it's 10 amos. If it's on the front entranceway, then it's 4 tefachim. Rav Huna says, no matter where it is, it's always going to be 4 tefachim. So the Gemara goes through a whole series of different proofs. But now what's interesting is, we do have Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, who do allow a breach of up to 10 amos, which would seem to support the position of Rav Hanin bar Rava. What does Rav Huna do with that? So Rav Huna would say that's a different kind of case. I would also agree in a situation of where there's some rubble that's left there. I don't know if rubble is the best word, but you understand. Gidudi. Remnants. There's some wall remnant there. So because there's some wall remnant there, then halacha lemaisa, it keeps some shame mechitza. Because it keeps some shame mechitza, therefore even if the breach is large, like 10 amos, the wall is not totally invalidated. When I say that a breach invalidates even at 4 tefachim, says Rav Huna, I mean that's in a case of where there's no gidude, there's no remnant, and therefore halacha lemaisa, a breach of any more than 4 tefachim will invalidate the wall. I'm sorry? See, Rashi writes over here that the gidude was like 3 or 4 tefachim off the ground. So let's say about a foot off the ground. So apparently it has to be something that a person would mamish have to really step over or step on to get over.
Less than 4 tefachim is lavud.
Correct. Less than 3 tefachim would be lavud.
And if it was more than 10...
Correct. Then it's separate rishus. Correct. Tan Rabbanon. Ketzad ma'arvin derech shusarab. So I will say, now the Gemara gets into a very interesting sugya. How do you make an Erev in Rosh Sarabim? So I will say, again, you can see an excellent case over here. Picture 34. Just for illustration purposes, there's your Rosh Sarabim. Right? It's important to know everybody's wearing a white shirt. I think that's just important to indicate. Alright, so I'm sorry. They're in the yarmulkes, it's hot outside. Alright, so here's what's interesting. So now we get into how do you make an Erev in Rosh Hashanah? How do you make an Erev in Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says the following. O Setsuras HaPesach Mikan, V'lechi V'kora Mikan. So how do you make a Rosh Sarabim? So you go ahead and you make a Tzuras HaPesach. Now also remember, our Tzuras HaPesach means 2 side beams and a top beam. So you make a Tzuras HaPesach on one. And I will say, the Gemara is assuming that the way this Sarabim is set up is, just imagine, it's one long street. Now I will say, we haven't gotten into, although we saw on Shabbos a little bit, that here, look at Rashi for just a moment. Rosh Hashanah, mashma, what is the definition of Rosh Hashanah, first of all? Mashma, rochav sheshes ve'amos, it has to be 16 amos wide. 16 amos wide. So remember, you'll do the calculations based on, let's say, an amma being a foot and a half. So it has to be 16 amos wide. Ve'ir shemetsuyun ba shishim revo. And it has to have pedestrian traffic of 600,000 people. 600,000 people. Ve'ein bachoma, and there's no wall around it. Shahayrush sarabim shalom uchuvah mishar l'shar shem ufulish don't let the gullah mibar. Furthermore, it's straight. It's straight. It extends from one end of the city to the other end of the city. So we'll say that's why in today's day and age, it's very difficult to really find a real Rishus HaRabim, a real biblical Rishus HaRabim. We have rabbinic Rishus HaRabim, so this is the big discussion. It's still the very this very day with making an Eruv in Brooklyn, right? Because there was a whole big discussion where Moshe Wade, everybody, all the people could dominate in terms of Ocean Parkway. Because there are certain places that still satisfy the criteria of real Rishuyos Harab. And this is the issue of the Manhattan Eruv as well. So the Gemara asks, how do you go ahead and essentially make an Eruv for Rosh Sarabin? So the Gemara says, we'll get into all of these sugyas because they're quite fascinating. So how do you make an Eruv? So you have to make the Tzuras HaPesach on one end, and Lechi Ukora Bikan, and a Lechi and a Korah, not Lechi and a Korah, it's Lechi and or a Korah on the other end. So the Gemara says, Chananya Omer, Chananya says, that's the Tanakhama. Chananya says, Beishamai Omrim, O sedeles mikan, bedeles mikan. Chananya says, no, machlugis Beishamai Beisilo. According to Beishamai, in order to go ahead and close Rosh Sarabim, you need doors. It's not enough Tzuras HaPesach, it's not enough Lechi or Korah. You need doors on both ends, and not only that, Ukishu Yotze Benichnas Noel. And the doors have to be kept closed. It's only if you can go out of them if you want, but as soon as you go out, you have to close the doors. Beisila says no. Osin deles mikan, velechi bekora mikan. Beisila, on the other hand, says no. You can make a door on one side, and a lechi and a kora on the other side. So we'll say again. So just to review our shitos, Tanakama says in order to go ahead and enclose, in order to make an eruv under Sarabim, tzuras haPesach on one end, lechi or kora on the other end. Chananya calls machlokes Beisham Beisilel. Beishamai says you need doors, and mamash doors have to be closed unless you're going in and out of them. And Beisilel says you need one door, and then a lechi or a korah on the other side. So the Gemara says, but one second. Urashus Arabin Nima Arba, can you make an Eruv in Rosh Sarabin? Well, so that's, remember, Eruv is a whole idea. We haven't gotten into this right now, because we've been speaking about a Mavui. But we'll get into the concept of Eruv. Eruv represents creating a halachic reality that encloses a certain area. The Gemara says that only works with rabbinic rishuyos. It doesn't work with biblical rishuyos. A rabbinic innovation can't transform the identity of a biblical rishuyos. So can you actually go ahead and make an eruv for Rosh Sarabim? V'atanya. Yes, Ya'akim, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said furthermore, Misha hayulo shnei batim, shnei tzei Rosh Sarabim. If somebody had two homes on two sides of Rosh Sarabim. So also you can see this picture over here. This is picture 38. I apologize for the quality. But somebody who had two homes, on two sides of Rosh Sarabim. Ose lechi mikan, the lechi mikan, o kora mikan, the kora mikan, v'nose v'nosein v'emtza. So essentially what you could do is, you can go ahead, you can look at the picture over here. It's easiest to illustrate this with a kora. You make a kora extending one from one end to the other, and what do you effectively do? You effectively go ahead, are your pictures numbered the same way as mine?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So you'll go ahead and essentially you'll extend a korah from one end to the other, essentially making the area between them a Rishus HaYachid. So the Gemara says, Amrulo. So they said to, remember this is, who's talking over here? This is Rabbi Yehuda. So they said to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Ma'arvin Rishus HaRabim Bekach. You can't do that. You can't just enclose Rishus HaRabim by extending a korah from one house to the other. So the Gemara says, V'chitema Bekachu Delo Ma'arva HaBidaltos Ma'arva. So maybe you'll say the problem with Rabbi Yehuda's case, Rabbi Osai, is because, you know, a korah, extending a korah from one house to the other, is not going to allow you to convert the area into Rosh Sarabim. Fine. But maybe doors are different. Like maybe doors, I'm sorry, Rosh Sayachit, thank you. So extending a korah from one house to the other is not going to allow you to transform the area in the middle into Rosh Sayachit. But maybe doors are different. So the Gemara says, V'chi teima v'kachu d'lo ma'arva, ha bidal tos ma'arva. Maybe it's only extending a korah from one house to the other, which can't transform the identity of the rishus, but doors will. Listen to this. V'ha amar rabba bar chana amar Rabbi Yochanan. Listen to this. Yerushalayim, il male dal toseha nin alos balaylo, chayovin aleha mishum rishus harabim. Yerushalayim ir HaKodesh. Were it not for the fact that its doors are closed at night, you would be chayiv for carrying on Shabbos in its streets. You'd be chayiv v'chiyiv chatos for carrying dalet amos in rishus haravim. Look at Rashi. Yerushalayim, rishus haravim shalom mechuba mishar l'shar. So in Yerushalayim, of old, it's rishus haravim. It's public thoroughfare, open from one end of the city to the other end of the city, straight from one gate to the other. Umefulosh. V'yeshba drisas shishim revo, and it had the requisite pedestrian traffic of 600,000 people. V'rachav sheish esrei amo, and it was the road, the main road that went through it was more than 16 amos wide. V'elmole shenolin dal toseha becholayla, and were not for the fact that they closed the doors every single night, chayovin aleha b'shabes mishum rishus harabim, you would be chayiv on Shabbos of Osai for carrying in that street in for chayim rishus harabim. What does closing the doors do? Closing the doors creates an enclosure. That enclosure transforms its identity from Rishus HaRabim to a chotzer, to a courtyard that belongs to the rabbin. And therefore, I've also, remember, you still have to do something with your chotzer, because remember, a chotzer that belongs to more than one person still requires an eruv. And therefore, uma'arvin eskula. And therefore, you can make an eruv in it. The chosman shelo irvu, any time that you have not made an eruv. Now, we'll say, we haven't discussed what an eruv means in this context. We'll get to it. Have your karmelis. It's considered to be a karmelis. Remember, we'll say, karmelis is a rishus that on one hand resembles a rishus harabim, but does not conform to all the details of rishus harabim. I'm sorry?
Even with 600,000?
Yeah, that's exactly the point. Correct. That's exactly the point. That this is a real Rosh Sarabi, but the doors transforming into a Carmelis. V'lo mechay v'alo v'achinam yarinam perik baser the Yerushalayim Carmelis. So also listen to this. So just you should know, there's a lot of hashgafa with this also. That the Yerushalayim Yerakodesh, not for now, maybe we'll do it around Yom Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Yerakodesh has many different identities. Yerushalayim on one hand is Rosh Sarabim. Yerushalayim is a Carmelis. We'll see even Yerushalayim is a Rishus HaYochid, and each of these things represent a different facet of Yerushalayim, but not for now. I want your appetite. Okay, so now the Gemara says that Yerushalayim, were not for the fact that doors are closed at night, you would be chayiv for carrying in Rosh Sarabim. So we'll say, you see from here that doors do work to convert even a bona fide Rosh Sarabim into a non-Rosh Sarabim Rishus, which then allows it to be irrevocable. So the Gemara says the following, V'amar Ula, and Ula said, Hani Avule de Mechuza. These Avule de Mechuza, Rashi says, Avule de Mechuza is Shari Ha'ir, Mechuvanam Zekin Agedze, V'hayu Bashishim Revo. So these gates of Mechuza, right, these major roads of Mechuza, which again were also Rishus Harabim, if it were not for the fact that the doors were closed at night, or the doors were closed, you would be chayiv because of Rosh Sarabim. So we'll say, what do you see from here? You see from here that halacha lemaisa of doors, in fact, do work. Nothing other than doors. But doors will work even for a bona fide Rosh Sarabim to allow it to be an enclosed area, which is then irrevocable afterwards.
This is a city doors.
Okay. Correct. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Hachi Kamar. This is what the Gemara actually means to say. Kate said, Shabbosai, again, going back, what the Gemara was asking is, the Gemara ends off with a very strange price, because the Gemara says, Kate said, Ma'arvin Derech Shusarabin. How do you go ahead and make an era for Rosh Sarabin? So remember, we had a Machlogus in the Tanakama and Chananya. Tanakama said what? Tzuras HaPesach on one end, and Lechi or Korah on the other end. Chananya quoted a Machlogus Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says doors, Beis Hillel says door, and either Lechi or Korah. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? When it comes to a real Rosh Sarabin, everybody agrees there's only one way to enclose it, and that's walls. So therefore the Gemara says, you're right. The Braisa is talking about something different. What is the Braisa is talking about? Hachi ka'amar. Kate said ma'arvin mevuos ha'mefuloshin l'roshos ha'rabim. So the Gemara is not talking about l'roshos ha'rabim. The Gemara means is, how do you make an Erev on what? On a mavui mefulosh. I don't remember what's a mavui mefulosh. Mavui mefulosh is a mavui that goes on both ends. It's open on both ends and leads to l'roshos ha'rabim on both ends. How do you make a proper Erev for a mavui mefulosh? So the Gemara says, Tanakama says, O set tzuras ha-pesach mikan, v'lechi v'korah mikan. So Tanakama says, you make a tzuras ha-pesach on one end, and a lechi or a korah on the other end. And then Chananya, calls to machlokis, b'shan v'silel, itmar. So Rav Amarav says, hilchasaki Tanakama. Rav says, halach falls Tanakama. Therefore, I both said, the way to be metaki and the way to fix a mavoi mefulash is tzuras ha-pesach on one end, lechi or korah on the other end. Ushmuel, and Shmuel says, no, halachi kichananyo. The halacha follows Chananya. And I will say, obviously, the question comes up is, well, what does that mean? Chananya quoted the machlokes b'shan v'silel. So the pashus the Gemara means that the halacha follows Chananya like b'silel. And therefore, what would you need for a mavoi mefulash? You need a door, a delis on one end, and a lechi or a korah on the other end. So the Gemara says, Iboy lehu lechananya liba de b'silel. According to Chananya, right? In Chananya's version, according to b'silel, tzarech linol. Oh, in Tzarech Linol. I think that's a very interesting question. So what does Beis Hillel say you need for a Mavoi Mefulash? You need a Lechi or Korah on one end, and what? And a Delis, a door on the other end. Does the door have to be closed? Or is it okay if the door is open as well?
Okay, that's not
for
Hector purposes, right?
No, this is going to... Correct. So we're going to get to this, right? Because remember, the one thing that we have not understood yet is what are the mechanics of this? You see, the one thing we do know is that by a Mavoi, for example, we pass in that the Lechi or Korah is there because of a Hector. It's there as a reminder. This is clearly much more than a reminder. This already you're getting into the mechanics of mechitza, of real partitions. The Gemara hasn't spoken. We will get to that. But Parashas, this is more than a hacker. So the Gemara says the following. So the question is, according to Chananya's version, according to Beis Hillel, where you need a door on one end, does the door have to be open? Does the door have to be closed? Or could it even be open? Tashma, the Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Eino Tzarech Linol. Rav Yehuda is the name of Shmuel. You don't have to close it. You don't have to close it. Others say, Rav Masna says, Bididi hava uvda rabosa means, this happened to me. Meaning, apparently what Rav Masna is saying is, we had this shayla in my city by a mavoi mefulash. I had this situation, and I spoke to Shmuel about it. And Shmuel told me that I need not go ahead and close the door. Okay? Bo'u minei Rav Anan. So they asked Rav Anan, Tzarech lin'ol, o ein tzarech lin'ol. Do you have to close the door? Remember, we'll say again, this is all in Chananya, according to Beis Hillel, that you have a door on one end of the Mavui Mefulash. Do you have to close it or not? So the Gemara says, Amar lehuf. Rav Anan said, Tachosi, come and see, Hani avuli dinahardo. Take a look at the avuli dinahardo. Rashi says, Roshei mavuos mefulash l'shtarad mavu. Look at these open alleyways, these mavuos mefuloshim, the entranceways to this mavoi mefuloshim arda, detiman ad palgaihu ba'afra. So let's say it's very interesting. They are covered up to half of the doors in sand. Look at picture number 39. You can see it over here. This is a picture of the entranceway to the mavuos, to the mavoi mefuloshim arda. And you can see essentially that those are doors, again, I apologize for the quality, but those are doors, and the doors you can see really can't be closed because you have these piles of sand in front of them. So therefore, we wanted to say, you see from here that the doors don't have to be closed. And guess what? This is the best kind of raya. And Shmuel went in and out of these entranceways without saying a thing. The fact that Shmuel saw it and didn't say anything, which we'll say, by the way, is an incredible, incredible musar. To understand that shtika kahoda, that sometimes, you know, if you see something wrong and you don't say anything about it, you have to understand that people will understand that as an acquiescence to it. That you must be giving it your shtempel. So here they're saying, Mar Shmuel walked through it, he didn't say anything. I guess that means that he holds it's okay. So this would be a right that the doors don't have to be able to close. Amar Rav Kahana, that's Rav Kahana said, 1 second. Hanach, Megufos havoi. You're getting the Metzias wrong. Those doors were Megufos. Look at Rashi. Lo hayon kulam pesuchos. Eleskulos ubsuchos v'miktsat. Yes, those doors were held up by sand, or held in place by sand, but they were more closed than open. So they weren't wide open like you have over here in the picture in 39, but rather again, the sand was blocking the movement of the doors, but the doors were pretty much closed with a little bit of a space in order to be able to get through it. Ki asra Nachman amar, panyuha la'afrahu. When Nachman came along, he said, move the sand. Move the sand. Which I will say would seem to indicate that what? That the doors need to be closed. So the Gemara says, Lema kasav Rav Nachman Tzarachlinol. Is that to say that Rav Nachman holds that the doors have to be closed? Lo, listen to this, Rav Osai. Kevan diru'uyos linol, afa pishain ninolos. No, rather, Rav Osai, what is the halacha? The halacha is the doors don't have to be closed. But what? The doors have to be able to be closed. Rav Osai, Jesse, you should know. We'll get to it. This is the principle, is what they built the West Side Erev of Manhattan based on, of Daltos Haru'uyin Lin'ol, of doors that have the ability to be closed, even if they're not closed, have the status of doors. It's a contested concept based on Shuvah of the Avnei Nezer, which we're going to get into all of these sugyas. But the idea of Rav Nachman wasn't saying you have to close the doors. Rav Nachman was just saying the doors have to be closable. And therefore, again, if the sand is standing there, if the sand is literally blocking the door, that invalidates the use of the doors. Hahu mavoi akum dahava benahar da. There was a bent mavoi. A bent mavoi in nahar da. Rami alei chumr derav v'chumr dishon. This bent mavoi is a little bit different than the mavoi that we had before. The mavoi akum that we had before was like an L. This you can see actually Rashi over here. Even Rashi has a picture. Even Rashi's doing pictures in Erevin. Right? So Rashi, you can see this is a U. This is a U. Look at Rashi over here. Mavui akum, shnei pesachah nifulash nushtarabim. The two entranceways, which in this case are on the same side, they both open up into the same nushtarabim. Kegon, akegon zeh. So here you have a situation of also where essentially you have three different mavuos. You have the two side mavuis and the base mavui as well. So what do you do? What do you do with this mavui akum? So this is quite interesting. The Gemara says, Rami alei chum yedirav v'chumrei d'shmuel. We impose upon this mavui the chumras of Rav and the chumras of Shmuel. Now, also, I remember we had Rav before. We had Rav and Shmuel before. Rav and Shmuel were in the case of the previous mavui akum. I remember in the El Mavui, so Rav was the one who said that it has the din of a mavui mafulash, of an open mavui. Now, also, now this all fits together because we've learned about mavui mafulash. So, according to Rav, what do you have to do in the mavui akum? You need a lechi on both of the entranceways and what? And a tzuras ha-pesach at the bend. Shmuel holds that it's a mavoi sasum, that it's considered to be it's a closed mavoi, and therefore what? What do you need at the bend, according to Shmuel? Nothing. You just need a lechi or a kore at both of the entranceways. So we'll say, listen, now that we saw all these cases, now it's all going to come together. Very exciting. So the Gemara, whoever thought that mavuos could be exciting. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, so what do you do with this mavoi akum? I'm sorry. So Mavoi Akum Ibn Arda, Rami Allah, Chumri Di Rav, Chumri Di Shmuel. V'atzotzis, what does this mean practically? V'atzrechu delosos. Chumri Di Rav, Chumri Di Shmuel. V'atzrechu delosos. Right? So, and they required doors. They required doors for the bends. For the bends. So if you see in the picture of Rash over here, you could see it both sides, that at the two akmumios, at the two bends, they require doors right there. V'atzrechu delosos, Rashi says, Bishnei akmumiso, at the two bends of the mavoi. Chumrei derav de amru tolas tarasa kimafulash. So we'll say, why do they require doors at the bends? Because that's in accordance with the position of Rav. Because Rav holds that a mavoi akum is a mavoi mafulash, is an open mavoi, and therefore you need doors at the bends. Okay, it's got to be a better word. Is there a better word than bends?
Corners.
At the corners. The angles, like the angles, corners. Okay, good. V'ha'amar Rav, halacha k'tana kama. But Rav said that halacha l'maisa, the halacha follows the Tana Kama, Rav Osai, who holds that you don't need a door by a mavoi mefulash, but you only need a tzuras ha-pesach. Kishmuel, the amar halacha k'chananya. Because Rav Osai, then we take the chumr of Shmuel. Because Shmuel said the halacha follows chananya. Ubaskins like Beis Hillel, that in a mavoi mefulash, you need a deles on one end of it. V'armer Shmuel Taraso Kisasum. But Shmuel said that a mavoi akum has the status of what? A mavoi sasum. And therefore, according to Shmuel, all you need is what? Is a lechi at both ends. Kirav, the Amr Taraso Kimafulash. Because he passed like the Chumra of Rav, and Rav says that what? that again, a mavui akum is a mavui mufla shabbos. Essentially, what we do over here is we take the chumras of both Rav and Shmuel, and therefore, again, you can see over here the way this mavui akum is going to look is you're going to have doors at each of the angles, at each of the corners, and a lechi or a korah at each of the entranceways that actually enter into the sarad. So the Gemara asks a fundamental question. The Gemara says, Umi avdine kutre chumri. Do we do this? Now, we'll say this is strange. What we're saying is we adopt both sets of chumras. So the Gemara says, why? We never do that. Right? We don't adopt two sets of chumras. We'll say, especially given the fact that, well, especially when the two chumras contradict each other. Right? The two chumras are coming from two totally different halachic angles. No pun intended. Right? So why do we go ahead? Why do we go ahead and adopt two chumras? So the Gemara says, Vahatani, we learned. The olam halacha ke beisilo. The halacha follows beisilo. Va'arose la'asol kedivre beishamai osa. Kedivre beisilo also will say, it's a strange wording. The halacha always follows beisilo. Only Jews could write like this. The halacha always follows Beis Hillel, unless, of course, you want to do like Beis Shammai, right? Because then you could do like Beis Shammai, or you could do like Beis Hillel. But osemi kula Beis Shammai kula Beis Hillel. But if someone goes ahead and takes the leniencies of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Rasha, such a person is called a Rasha, right? Don't go shopping around for leniencies. Mechumre Beis Hillel, mechumre Beis Hillel, mechumre Beis Shammai, mechumre Beis Hillel. If you take on the stringencies of Beis Shammai and the stringencies of Beis Hillel. I love HaKasuv Omer about such a person. The Pasuk says, it goes to the Pasuk in Koheles, HaKsil Bechoshech Olech. The fool walks in darkness. Because Rabbi said, remember, to accept the Chumras of Bisham Besilo is essentially accepting contradictory halachic norms. Right? They use very different halachic criterion. So to accept the Chumras of both is nonsensical. Elo, Ike Beshamai, Kikulei Mechumrosehen, Ika Beis Hillel kikulei and the chumrusehen. Rather, halacha lemaisi, either have to hold like Beis Shammai with their kulas and their chumras, or like Beis Hillel with their kulas or their chumras. Ha gufa kasha. But now we have an inherent contradiction. Amrit li olam halacha ge Beis Hillel. First, he said the halacha follows Beis Hillel. Vahadir amrit harotze laasos kedivir Beis Shammai osa. And then you said what? But if you want to go ahead and paskin like Beis Shammai, you could do so. Most of them will leave you on a cliffhanger. We'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up with the answer to the question in Yirtzeh Hashem tomorrow. Rabbi with the